Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Evidently, some extreme form of cop blocking resulted in a cop being bitten and his cruiser stolen. Melanie, do you happen to have that in front of you?
Yeah, so this was in Nashua, New Hampshire, so that's about 20 minutes from where I live.
Nashua cops are pretty nasty, too.
I wouldn't bite a cop. That just strikes me as nasty.
Like, if I was going to bite a cop in New Hampshire, it would be a keen cop.
I tend not to bite people.
Well, yeah.
By whatever means necessary.
I don't think I've been in a person past like 2 years old. I don't know.
You bite children?
She said she meant her own age.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I bit my cat once. It had bitten me, and it was a sort of a friendly nibble back.
Yeah, but yeah.
I've never bitten a cop. Out of all the human beings that I would think of biting, a cop would be really low on the list of priorities.
I didn't even want to touch a cop. Then I got to go wash my hands.
I know. It's so disgusting. Now, isn't this like, can't this be like an attempted murder charge or something like that?
You're going to get that in New Hampshire. There's places you probably would. Like, oh, he swatted at me. Attempted murder of a police officer.
If he had AIDS or Hep C or something like that, but
it doesn't say anything like that.
Usually if you get close enough to bite a cop, you don't get away. So that's really impressive.
Well, he didn't quite get away. He drove off the road and hit a fence and a porch at a nearby residence. So this dude was probably on meth. I mean, this is the kind of thing you do on meth, really.
They are big with the biting and the face eating, aren't they?
I think bath salts is more about the face eating.
Oh, okay.
Never having done it, I'm not 100% sure.
You've never even eaten face?
I've never eaten bath salts.
Oh, okay.
No comment on the other question. So Alicia is charged with 4 felony counts of reckless conduct, as well as charges of theft of a motor vehicle, theft of a firearm, robbery, simple assault on a police officer. This is a very long list. You know, if you're a taxpayer, doesn't that police cruiser belong as much to you as it does to the police officer?
Well, more so, because if they stole your funds and involuntarily converted them into a police cruiser, then it seems like you would own that and whatever difference between the value. Also, I would even go further and to say that if this was a pile of cash or a building, then I would more go into that. This is a weapon that someone is currently using to commit aggression. So at any point, anybody, whether they're a net taxpayer or not, can take a weapon away from an aggressor without having to own the weapon.
I would absolutely agree with that sentiment. And I wish more people did, because that is the proper way to view police officers, of course. They are out there utilizing force, violence, and aggression against ordinary peaceful citizens who are just going about their lives 99.9% of the time, not really causing any particular problems for anyone except perhaps themselves. And this, in the eyes of the state, is just an absolute travesty.
The Chinese leased Hong Kong to the British Empire for 100 years, which, ironically enough, made Hong Kong one of the most prosperous countries in the world, because the Brits, as Milton Friedman pointed out, wrote some simple laws against robbery, rape, and murder, and then just sat around drinking tea and let the economy evolve naturally, and it evolved a very powerful economy.
Interesting. I have not followed any of this very closely. Evidently, after more than 150 years as a British colony, Hong Kong became a special administrative region of China in July 1997. At the time, many in the bustling city and global financial hub weren't sure what to make of their new Communist Party overseers in Beijing. Well, I do know that Hong Kong is a fairly capitalist city, or at least corporatist, right?
Yeah, and I would say it's probably closer to capitalism than we are. It's got pretty free markets.
Well, that's good on them for that. But the idea then of them being overseen by the Communist Party in Beijing would certainly be problematic. On July the 1st of 2013, the 6th anniversary of the handover of Hong Kong, an annual protest held on the day swelled to its largest number, with an estimated 500,000 people turning out. Many were motivated to protest proposed changes to Hong Kong's post-colonial constitution, known as the Basic Law. Is that what you were referring to earlier?
Well, the Basic Law, I believe, was instituted when the British left and handed them over to the Chinese to govern. Hong Kong's been a semi-autonomous zone, so it's been immune from a lot of Chinese law, putting it in the weird position of being effectively a capitalist province of a communist country.
Right, but what is the Basic Law?
Well, the Basic Law is their constitution. I don't know what's contained in it.
Okay. Evidently, the bill would have criminalized subversion against the Chinese government. After mass protests, however, Hong Kong's legislature indefinitely shelved the plan. So the government of Hong Kong appears to be trying to skirt this edge between the Chinese government and what the people of Hong Kong actually want. Beijing wants Hong Kong to be more like the rest of China, and the people of Hong Kong do not. They recently took to the streets to force the reversal of a decision that would have subjected Hong Kong residents to extradition to the so-called People's Republic of China for certain crimes rather than be tried in Hong Kong under Hong Kong law.
Now, did they say there that the Basic Law was an agreement between the British and the Chinese?
They have not mentioned the Basic Law in this article. But because the government in Beijing has no compunction about drumming up charges for political prisoners, this would have represented a noose around the neck of every dissident in Hong Kong. So John Takahashi tweeted his support for liberal Democrats against mass murdering national socialists. And Nike sided with the mass murdering national socialists. Swoosh. There goes your soul. I like the way he phrased that. They are national socialists. I would like to begin calling the Chinese government a Nazi regime. I mean, there's no reason not to.
Well, the reason not to is because that, in the popular mind, puts them on the right wing, and they're nowhere near the right wing. They're as far left as you can go.
It depends on what you mean by right and left, really. I would argue that the true left is the Libertarian Party. The people of China, if they were presented with an absolute need to rebel and overthrow their government, they have absolutely no mechanism for doing so. They have no mechanism for communicating with one another away from the eyes of the government. They have no way to collect arms against the government. Everything they do, everything they say, is constantly being monitored, cataloged. They are cut off from the wider world. Their police are using facial recognition software to instantly ID them and to see if they're wanted, to see if they're political dissidents, to see if they're unhappy. Not to mention the 1.5 Uyghur Muslims who have been rounded up and put into concentration camps, being force-fed bacon and wine and kept from fulfilling their religious beliefs. All of this is happening
right now.
Can I
get into one of those camps?
Why would you want...
Bacon and wine.
Jail is not fun.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I guess I got used to it.
And these are far worse than jail. You know, these are concentration camps. They are re-education centers.
Yeah.
For the entire Uyghur population of China. The entire province. Yeah. Is currently under that level of extensive monitoring in China. It's basically a test ground for authoritarian policies to be enacted throughout the rest of China.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have your own FBI agent. But, yeah. Okay, most people have, their own agent.
I mean, we shouldn't
agent,
say our
one's
own,
on.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if they had the same guy surveilling, me and Ian, or...
maybe, yeah.
You know, maybe
they just
even
have,
all
a lower workload than somebody was just, a bunch of, random people. But whatever one's on, on the clock at that moment, you can just do really disturbing things.
Right.
You can do really cryptic things that are really just gibberish and just, kind of, not watch them, but, in theory, watch them try to figure it out, and it doesn't even mean anything. Like, you can
troll
just,
the
you
police.
Can mess with them.
That, I like this idea because I overheard a conversation one night of two people discussing a steak. And it was such an odd conversation that I thought that steak was a euphemism for some kind of drug. But but they were just talking about steak.
Yeah.
Like an actual beef steak.
Or you could just like say a whole bunch of code words or flag words and then just do something really boring like take your grocery list.
I love these ideas. Of course, all of this is assuming that, you know, our devices are being monitored to some degree by the NSA and the FBI. And this is a legitimate threat because they don't really need any particular access to your phone in order to achieve this sort of thing. They can do it at the network level, monitoring all of your communications between your cellular provider and anyone else that they want. Evidently, this writer at the National Review is not a big fan of Nike, saying they gave the heroic treatment to controversial former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick in a series of cinematic advertisements. Irrespective of your own view of the particular merits of Kaepernick and his national anthem protest, that is the sort of thing one likes to see a big corporation such as Nike do. To say, in essence, yes, this is potentially unpopular, and we may lose a few sales over it, but we're Nike, and we're big enough and rich enough to do what we think is right. I'm not sure that was really their motivating factor. I think it was more about them weighing the risk versus the reward.
Yeah, I think it was just more pandering.
Yeah, there was just more people in China than there is in Hong Kong, and I think that was their equation.
Absolutely.
Well, that and the Hong Kong government can't prevent them from trading with China, but the Chinese government can prevent them from trading with Hong Kong.
But of course, there is significantly less to it than that. Nike, like any politician testing the winds of the moment, has polling to guide it, as Yahoo Sports reports. A poll revealed a deep racial, political, and generational division when it came to player protests. Specifically, divisions in which a majority of white NFL fans supported disciplining players for not standing for the anthem versus a majority of the NFL's African-American and Latino fans who didn't. Maybe Nike was being bold, or maybe Nike just did the math and calculated that supporting Kaepernick would appeal to his growing future markets and that it was a price worth paying with shrinking older markets. Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much what I took away from the entire Nike debacle. Was that they were like, okay, well, old people are getting old and dying off, and an increasing number of young people are anti-police and would support kneeling instead of standing. I wouldn't even want to kneel. You know, kneel is an infinitely greater sign of respect for this stupid cloth than is standing up for it. Neither of which am I inclined to do. I would rather see Kaepernick ignore the ceremony altogether and just stay seated.
Yeah, well, the reason that... he originally did stay seated, and he ended up coming up with the compromise of kneeling, talking to somebody who wrote an article about it. But, yeah, I mean, doing anything other than what's expected of you could be a protest. I would prefer standing up and flipping it off, but, you know, that would have gotten me even less popular than Copernicus. I don't know what his name is. I'm sorry. It's too long for me to track. I got a short attention span.
Well, it's definitely shorter than Copernicus. The Straight Pride Parade coming out of Boston has been approved by the city of Boston. And coming to us from Vox.com, it's a distraction. And they're going to have LGBTQ activists and historians explain that. Asking, what is an event that promotes the inclusion of straights? Now, this is something I've talked about extensively in the past because I'm not a fan of the LGBTQ alphabet soup. I think it would be shorter and more accurate and more honest to simply say EBSP, everyone but straight people, because you're not allowed to be straight according to the LGBTQ movement. The straight... descriptor is actually characterized as an A. You can be an ally if you're straight, which means that your sexuality is defined not by your actual sexuality, but by your relationship to the LGBTQ community. And if you're not an ally, then it follows, almost by default because of the dichotomy that they set up, that you are homophobic. So straight people are not allowed to be straight. They can be allies. And if they're not allies, they become homophobic.
I've never understood that to be a dictate of to what my sexuality should be.
The left, the intersectionalists who formed all of these groups, by definition, they put all of those straight cis white people into a group and called them evil. And so those straight cis white men looked around and said, okay, well, we're being attacked here, so we should probably actually band together to defend ourselves against these attacks. This is not to say they've stopped.
Well, there was a pre-existing core of hardcore haters also that they formed around. So
that's certainly
not
true.
All of these guys are victims of media propaganda. Some of them are bad to the bone.
Absolutely. Some of them are
not
just bad people. Some of them were already racists, right?
Yeah.
So fitting into the alt-right just became natural for them. But I think this is why we've seen the alt-right grow in the past several years, is because of that antagonism.
I think so. I certainly react badly to the feminist movement and its characterization of men. And,
as all rapists, right?
Basically, teach men not to rape. Well, men know not to rape unless they happen to be rapists, so it would make sense to say teach rapists not to rape, except that kind of shows the absurdity of the thing in the first place, so how about instead we replace it with shoot rapists in the face?
I don't know if I can agree or disagree with that statement. We'll have to get more into that.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
But to be fair, I'm not sticking up for the straight cis white male. I don't mean to suggest that I am. I don't think that any particular group is more oppressed than any other particular group. I think that that's the wrong way to view things. I think that some individuals may be more oppressed than other individuals. And I think it's a red herring, a divisive red herring, for people to say, no, I'm more oppressed than you, and it's because of this particular characteristic or that particular characteristic.
Well, to me, I mean, degree of oppression, the state has taken from everyone that it calls citizen.
Certainly.
Liberty that is beyond value, infinite in value. So really, and the nature of infinity is once you're there, anything you add to it is infinitesimal.
Because infinity is a limit, not a number.
Hold on. I'm going to need time to process that statement.
The point is, and that is the point, once you're at an infinity, what's infinity plus X? Infinity.
Well, no, because that infinity is not a number, though.
I was thinking as you were talking about all the letters, why not call it the sexual liberty movement?
Well, they sort of do. Libertarians particularly prefer GSM. As the lettering for people who aren't straight.
That sounds kinky.
It stands for gender and sexual minorities.
Oh, interesting. So that would include all of the above. And it pretty much has the same semantics that you were saying, everybody but straight white, everything, everybody but vanilla, basically.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of GSM either. I'm not a fan of any of it. I think GSM is an improvement over the alphabet soup simply because it's shorter.
See, I think sexual liberty movement is an improvement because it then becomes not a minority movement. It's not identity politics. It's saying, I want freedom in this particular part of my life. And it also frees it from a lot of the the let's enforce political correctness baggage. That doesn't fit as well when you're not an not identitarian in nature.
The identitarian thing confuses me. I know it exists, but I just don't get it because I'm an individualist, right? I ran for sheriff here in Cheshire County without ever mentioning the fact that I'm trans.
I disagree with most topics that are brought up on the show. I'm a liberal progressive.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get your viewpoint on that because I was particularly interested in why you guys trust your fellow man so much rather than the government.
Is government not made up of our fellow man?
Well, it's more so officiated. It's a conglomerate of officiated policies and laws and proven practices where...
But the people who enact these laws and these practices, are they not your fellow man?
They are, but it's kind of through a filtering process.
See, Shepherd Book says that government is merely a body of men, usually notably ungoverned. And given that the body of men that you revere, government, is guilty of war crimes, racial oppression, sexual oppression, religious oppression, oppression of psychonauts, oppression of national minorities, I mean, who have these people not oppressed? So what makes them better than your average man? It seems to me that if you look into the history of the CIA, you will find some of the darkest depth of depravity that man has ever plumbed.
I think all lives matter. I think that's a pretty diverse
Okay,
mindset.
Well, the state disagrees that your life doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you have a gun and they tell you to put it down and they give you a half of a second to comply with that command, even though what you're holding is a cell phone, mm-hmm. the state doesn't think your life matters. You're ultimately a number. You're a little source of revenue for them to tax and squeeze and collect until you die, at which point they will move on to your kids.
Take a look at what happened to the Occupy Wall Street protests a few years ago, if you think your lives matter to the government, because I think they showed differently.
Well, I think all lives matter generally, but there are historically some groups that need to be advocated for more because they've historically been oppressed.
Because by the state, though, right? By the government?
I think by many different groups.
Okay, but who actually does the oppressing of these minorities? Who puts the police officers out there on the streets to harass and oppress minorities?
Who's running the war on drugs?
Yeah, but that statement would be under the assumption that that's what the police are doing.
They are doing that. So there was this woman in Alabama who was shot and her fetus died. And she's being charged with manslaughter, I believe.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, being charged with manslaughter. And she's demanding that the charges be dropped. She was 5 months pregnant when she was shot in the stomach during an argument over the fetus's father. Now, if this isn't, this is beyond victim blaming, I would think. This woman was shot. And the response by the government, the beloved government of Elise and all of the other progressive liberals, is to charge her with manslaughter.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and here's the other side of it. She was shot in righteous self-defense while assaulting somebody.
I'm not saying she was right or wrong. I'm not, that to me isn't the discussion or the issue here. The fact is that she was shot. The other person presumably escalated the violence. Was she shooting at the other person?
She apparently assaulted the other person. The other person shot her. But the police chose not to press charges on the other person. At first, the other person was charged with the murder.
I got a chance to, last week, ask a candidate for governor for state of Louisiana. Two questions.
Okay.
Would they support constitutional carry? And would they support legalizing marijuana? And it was yes on both of them. So
awesome.
Nice.
That was done.
What party were these guys running for?
This guy is independent. He was a former Democrat. His name is Landrieu.
Huh.
It's Gary Landrieu from the other branch of the Landrieu family.
Interesting.
Interesting.
But there is a question I have to ask one of you, and I don't know your name, sir. You had said that a fetus is not a human, and I've heard this before, but at what point do you consider a embryo / fetus in the womb to become a human?
Well, that's a difficult question.
Ask each of us, you'll get three different answers.
I was the one who made the statement. I'm Aria Demetso, by the way. I'm a trans chick.
Hi, Aria.
I'm not bothered by the sir thing, just making it known, because our listeners are not going to know that by the sound of my voice. But, you know, scientists have yet to put forward a definition of life that explicitly excludes everything that we don't recognize as life. And I don't want to drag you into some sort of senseless hypothetical argument here, but the fact of the matter is that we don't know what is going on in our reality.
There's something that's been bugging me lately for the past 21st century, and it's something to deal with fandoms and, you know, fans of popular, like, you know, popular movie franchises, TV shows, and everything. But you know what, like, puts me down the most about the 21st century is that most of these, like, fandoms and stuff like that, like, they bring the hype too high to the point that when they release something new from these, you know, so-called TV shows and movies, it tends to kill the hype of these shows. And that's what I've been noticing a lot with TV shows like Game of Thrones, and then also the new sequels from Star Wars, from
certainly
The Last Jedi, which is a really big letdown for most Star Wars fans, including myself. But it was like a 50-50 for me, in my personal opinion. But I noticed that...
Let me say, I agree with the sentiment, especially because I'm a gamer, so I play a lot of video games, and I saw the Mighty No. 9 debacle, the ukulele debacle, all of that. I watched it play out live. Just extremely overhyped games, and No Man's Sky is another great example that could not possibly ever have lived up to the hype that was built around them. So when you promise heaven, anything short of that is going to be short of that.
The Mayans, actually, I wonder if they're not somewhat of a different species, have a different skull, and they don't get cavities. So how do they fit in with everybody else? And
interesting. Well, sickle cell anemia can only affect black people, but they're not a different species. So I mean,
half the people around the Mediterranean are affected by that.
Okay. Well, it doesn't affect Caucasians, then, is how I put it.
Okay, yeah, so if the mom's Rh negative and the dad's Rh positive, then the baby isn't necessarily Rh positive.
No, the baby doesn't exist because the Rh negative aborts the attempted mating or the fetus. So it just doesn't happen.
Well, no, but if one of your parents is Rh negative and one is Rh positive, you could be either.
So you it doesn't end.
No, you cannot. If the female is Rh negative, there's not going to be an infant.
What source are you pulling
up? Everybody say that so we can understand it. If the female is an Rh negative, there will be no infant.
I don't even know what Rh negative means. I'm not a biologist.
That's a blood type.
Rh is not a blood type.
It's a blood group.
Okay.
It's a blood group. Okay. Everybody's divided into two blood groups, Rh negative and Rh positive.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.